Use an analogy. If I say I'm going to go to Miami, but I'm going to stop at Dallas and change planes on the way, Dallas is not my final destination, but I'm truly going to Dallas. But it's not, I don't talk about this trip I'm going to make to Dallas. I talk about the trip that I'm making to Miami if that's my final destination. So I think we need to think of the present heaven, the heaven we go to after we die, as a temporary place between our death and the resurrection. Where we're going to live forever in the resurrection is the eternal state. And Scripture makes clear that that's going to be on the new earth. Revelation 21 specifically says that God will come down from heaven, and he will bring, since heaven is the dwelling place of God, by coming down to earth, the new earth, he will bring heaven down to earth. And he says three times in Revelation 21:3, it says, he will dwell here. It's new earth. But it's this earth made new, just like our current bodies are going to be our resurrection bodies, except they will be made perfect. But there is a continuity between our present bodies and our future resurrection bodies. There's a continuity between the present earth and the future new earth. So yes, heaven will be brought down to earth and relocated so that earth itself, the new earth, will become the center of the new heavens and the new earth where God dwells with his people forever.